'n Hartlike goeiemiddag luisteraars en welkom terug op 'n Wysheid en Onbeperk. Today we once again welcome the Kwadpara Association of South Africa, better known as SKWASA, on the airwaves. Thank you for joining us today. Our discussion will focus on two important programs run by SKWASA, the Outreach Program and the Road Safety Prevention Program. We are joined this afternoon by Mr. Chadley Miller, the Project Coordinator at SKWASA. Chadley, ek moet begin om vir jou te sê Happy New Year van 'n seer keer dat ons op die lig kuier vir 2026. Goeiemiddag en welkom terug. Hoe gaan dit?
Ja nee, baie dankie Richard. Dit is ek is bly dat ek weer hier op Radio NFM is. Happy New Year to you and all the listeners. I wish all the best for 2026 and may everything that you have planned to you and the listeners and everyone at Radio NFM may it manifest in this year. I wish to you.
Beautiful. For the listeners who may have missed our previous interviews, can you briefly remind us who you are? Okay, of course you say now who you are, but what SKWASA does? Geef ons so 'n background weer, dat ons nou net weer op 'n nuwe blad begin.
There we go, Richard. SKWASA is the Kwadpara Association of South Africa. We are the leading organization that supports people with spinal cord injuries or spinal cord related illnesses. They are what constitutes our members, and we support them through offering various services and programs that will allow them to, be included in society, live their lives to their full potential. As we know, people with disabilities face a lot of challenges, and we play a role in bringing hope and a sense of belonging and ultimately changing the lives of our members for the better.
So today our discussion will focus on two important programs run by SKWASA, the Outreach Program. Can you please explain what this program is about and why it is needed?
Yes, no, certainly, Richard. I think the word, the meaning in the program Outreach says it all. What we do with this program is that we want to provide the opportunity for quadriplegics and paraplegics across South Africa to be informed about who we are and what services we can offer them. And an important aspect, of this outreach program is connecting directly with rehab teams, such as your physio and occupational therapist, who are directly in contact with patients with spinal cord injuries at health facilities. So what we do is we connect with these health professionals. We also advertise and market our services so that they can refer their patients with spinal cord injuries to us so that we can support them with the services that we offer. Included to this outreach program is our community partners, right? So they are our members who we have entrusted with the responsibility of doing the work on the ground, connecting quadriplegics and paraplegics who are not aware of us and refer them to us and provide that sense of support renewed hope in their lives.
Tell us, who does the outreach program specifically target and how does this support persons with spinal cord injuries?
Yes, so this program is specifically targeted at persons who are newly injured with a spinal cord injury and those who have succumbed to an illness, due to having a spinal cord injury. But we also focus on those who have been injured for years, for a number of years, and who are not aware or informed about us. And that's where our community partners play such a crucial role. So we've recently given responsibility to community partners in the Eastern Cape, where they will also be deployed to health facilities within their province. And also our next outreach is planned in the Free State, which we will be doing at the end of February. We then hope to expand our membership there to the Free State. But we do have plans to come to the Northern Cape in this year specifically.
Okay, perfect, because I wanted to ask, when are you coming to the Northern Cape? So why is it important that support continues after a person is discharged from hospital or rehab?
Yes, so for the most part, if one is confronted with a traumatic incident that has resulted in one's sustaining a spinal cord injury, you know, or you've been diagnosed with an illness that affects your spine, that is often the most challenging and hardest part in someone's life journey, you know, because in hospital, you have your therapist, you have your nurses, and you've got that support, you know, throughout your stay when you are hospitalized. But there's where it gets tricky. Once you get home, then reality hits you, you know, and this is where we found it that our members face barriers like inaccessible environments, having to adjust to a new life, this new life, you know, they have now perhaps lost their jobs and have limited income, and just lack of that sense of information and community that can help them. So our continued support, you know, helps prevent isolation for our members and ensures that they can live their lives safely. And become independent as they take on this new life.
So as dit so 19 meter oor 3, dis nog steeds wysheid en onbeperk. Vanmiddag gesels ons met meneer Chadley Miller van Kwaza. You are also involved in Kwaza's Road Safety Prevention Program. What promoted Kwaza to focus on road safety?
Yes, great question, Richard. You know, in South Africa, we have a lot of statistics that we are first in the world in, and we're not proud of those statistics, right? And one of the statistics is that car crashes or motor vehicle accidents is the second highest cause of a spinal cord injury in our country. And that is shocking, and it's something that we have wanted, that we have addressed throughout the years. And a large number of our members have sustained their spinal cord injuries due to motor vehicle accidents, or as we would say, accidents can be prevented. We like to use the term car crashes, right? And part of this is our focus on road safety to play our part in preventing these accidents from happening.
Sê net gou vir my ook asseblief, in Suid-Afrika, nê, met padongelukke is linked to spinal cord injuries and lifelong disabilities in Suid-Afrika. Nou, hoe ek julle besluit, dis nou hoe ons gaan deel raak daarvan, want dis wat gebeur meeste van die tyd as 'n mens in 'n kar ongeluk is.
Yes. No, absolutely, Richard. So this program of ours has been in effect, like I said, for a long time, even before I joined Kwaza in 2019. So because, you know, car crashes are one of the leading causes of spinal cord injuries in our country, they often result from collisions, vehicles being rolling over because of speeding, or even being thrown over completely. And the consequences of this action is a person becoming paralyzed and their spinal cord being affected. And this puts a massive strain on the person. His medical needs, you know, and financial, and a financial thing that comes with that. So prevention is plays a crucial role. And that is what we want to do with our road safety. Advocate the public.
What is the key message that Kwaza shares with community and road users through this prevention program?
Yes. So we have two slogans that we think is impactful, and that we use when we are on the ground and our members on the ground spreading this message. And the key slogans that we use is buckle up, we don't want new members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so because a lot of our members are victims of road accidents, we don't want new people of the public to join Kwaza. So we tell them, buckle up your seatbelt. We don't want new members because this is, can be the consequence thereof. And we also promote avoiding distractions while driving. So our other slogan attached there is no texting while driving.
Oh, that's a very important one. When ons moet eers daar voor jy fokus glad op die pad en dis so gevaarlik. Who are you trying to reach with this program? Drivers, pedestrians, young people, or broader communities?
Yes, so we try to reach everyone. Because we have how we roll this program out is we have road safety and prevention talks at schools where we engage with the learners and especially the senior learners who are looking to achieve their learner's license and driver's licenses in the future. So that it, and as such, we have presentations where we, emphasize these slogans, but also touch on other important aspects, such as don't get in a vehicle of someone who is under the influence. Make sure that if you have siblings that are toddlers or that they are seated in a car seat and that they are also buckled up. So our specific focus is we try to prevent injuries and awareness at a young age at schools. And another component of our road safety program is during the busy period, especially your festive periods, and your the Easter weekend. So you will find us at busy garages, particularly in the Western Cape, Gauteng, KZN, where we our members are stationed at these garages on the busy roads, where they make the public aware. Wear your seatbelt. Don't text while driving. This is the consequence that can result. We want to protect you and prevent you from getting injured. And the public, I must say, they engage well with our members. And we also offer them a license disc. So once we encourage the public to sign a pledge and say, I commit to buckling up. And as a token of our gratitude, we give them a license disc with our logo and our slogans on there as well.
Okay, beautiful. From your experience, what is the one road safety behavior that could prevent many life-changing injuries if people took it more seriously?
Yes, I think this focuses, Richard, on two parts. Firstly, we take this for granted. The simple act, which is buckling up our seat belts. People tend to ignore it. They don't see it as a serious or an important part of their behavior. So I would say buckle up every time you get into a vehicle, because something as simple as wearing a seat belt can be the difference between your life. Or sustaining a severe injury or tragically death, something that we take for granted. And of course, being sober. Do not drive if you are intoxicated. Rather make provisions before you go if you are going where you will be consuming alcohol, that you return home safely. That's what I would suggest, Richard.
How can listeners get involved with Kwaza or benefit from your programs?
Yes, so listeners can become members or associate members of Kwaza, and this will give them an opportunity to have access and then benefit from our program. So to become a member, you have to be a person who is a quadriplegic or a paraplegic through a spinal cord injury or related illness. an associate member is someone who has would be a person who has a physical disability, but it's not related to one's spinal cord. Mm-hmm. But yes, we welcome the public to participate, to become members, and you can send an email requesting to be a member to info@qasa.co.za. That's info@qasa.co.za. And please follow our social media pages to get updates on what programs we are busy with and focusing on, and how our members have benefited. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. That's QASA, Quad Para Association of South Africa, on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Baie dankie, Chadley. Voor ek jou laat gaan, wil ek vir jou baie dankie sê dat jy tyd afgeknyp het om vandag saam met ons te gesels. Elke einde van die maand sal QASA natuurlik saam met ons kuier en ons gaan uitvind van hul programme en natuurlik van hul dienste wat hulle bied. If there is one message you would like listeners to walk away with today, what would that be?
Yes, no, thank you, Richard. We do look forward to being with you every last Wednesday of the month, and we are excited about that as we continue our partnership with Radio NFM. And as a final point, I just want all listeners to remember this. You know, every life has value, and every person deserves dignity, independence, and to be included. If we all make safer choices on the road, and show more understanding towards people with disabilities, we can build a safer and more compassionate society for all. Thank you, Richard.
Absoluut fantasties. Chadley, jy bent 'n wonderlike en geseënde Woensdag verder en baie dankie dat jy tyd afgeknyp het om vandag saam met ons te gesels.
Ja, Richard, nee, dis 'n plesier om weer op Radio NFM te wees, en ja, ek sien voor na volgende tyd waar ons weer op Radio NFM sal wees in Februarie. Baie dankie.
Groot plesier. Baie dankie. So gesels Chadley saam met ons vanmiddag luisteraars. Hy is natuurlik by die Quad Para Association of South Africa, of soos het afkort QASA, en hy is daar die projekkoördineerder by QASA. Bly asseblief vir ons ingeskakel op Wysheid en Onbeperk elke woensdag tussen 3:00 en 4:00 saam met my, Richard Tron.